Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Americans left behind in Afghanistan, President Biden shifted gears and campaigned for recalled Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom in California. Instead of the issues concerning Californians, the message is to blame Trump and label opposing views as Trump-like.
He's a clone of Donald Trump. Can you imagine him being governor of this state? You can't let that happen.
Mr. Newsom.
Trumpism is still on the ballot in California, and Trumpism will be defeated all across the United States of America, because we're better than that.
Closest contender, Republican Larry Elder, pledged to replace Senator Feinstein, as she's ready to leave public office, with a Republican if he wins the California recall. With a 50-50 Senate, that's why there's so much interest in what happens in California on both sides of the aisle. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary Blinken acknowledged during his testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee that Americans have been stranded in Afghanistan. Representative Michael McCaul of Texas called the haphazard withdrawal an act of betrayal.
To make matters worse, we abandoned Americans behind enemy lines. We left behind the interpreters who you, Mr. Secretary, and the President both promised to protect. I can summarize this in one word: betrayal.
Blinken was also criticized for giving his testimony virtually from the State Department and not in person on Capitol Hill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden remained in California overnight and will head to Denver, Colorado later today. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Biden administration is expecting a terrorist organization to police terrorism in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, unable to show up in person to Congress, answered questions from lawmakers via television.
There's no evidence that staying longer would have made the Afghan security forces or the Afghan government any more resilient. We expect the Taliban to ensure freedom of travel, to make good on its commitments on counterterrorism, to uphold the basic rights of the Afghan people.
Tennessee Congressman Republican Tim Burchett on Fox News is asking Blinken to resign over incompetence.
And this is what they know to expect from this bunch. They've got no guts. Secretary Blinken needs to resign in shame, and they need to go back to the drawing board. 13 Americans are dead. One of them was his family's a neighbor of mine. I was with the family this weekend at his funeral. It should have never happened. That is completely complete failure on this administration. And I don't even know if the president is cognizantly aware of it, of what's even going on. And you've got a vice president they put in charge of the border situation, hasn't even been to the border. And the American public needs to wake up and realize what the heck is going on in our liberties that they're taking from us, and what we have to expect. It's just this this utopia, liberal utopia, woke-utopia, as it's been called, that they're pushing on us, and it's going to continue until we do something about it. Enough is enough. This administration needs to step aside and let the professionals handle it.
USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It'll be easy, huh? You know, like JFK said, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And it is hard. There's no doubt about it where we are right now, having missed the point. It's like anything. You know, when you're off target a little bit, I mean, early on, you're off target. The course correction is not that dramatic. But when it's been going on for decades, you know, like the book of Ecclesiastes talks about, you know, sin, because sin is not retributed immediately, then, you know, it gets a little bit more complicated. And here's where we are right now, whether we're talking about sin, whether we're talking about life, we're talking about marriage, the further on down the road of dysfunction, it gets a little bit more complicated. But that aside right now, because I've got some really good news, speaking of dysfunction, to talk to you about with Erica Wiggenhorn, written a great new book that's quite the blessing, you know, for us all, especially if you have the mindset of, you know, you just can't be enough, that you're just inadequate. And this is not just a condition of women. I think this is all of humanity. We come up against that, you know, that barrier to say, gosh, you know, have I done all that I can do? Well, Erica is here to talk about her new book, Letting God Be Enough. Hey, imagine that concept, huh? Instead of us, you know, wearing ourselves out, thinking we're the ones to make the difference. How about God, the one who created us? Why striving keeps you stuck? And how surrender sets you free. Erica, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, I love your description. I got to read it to our audience here. She got her, you know, pretty little face right there, if I can say that. I don't mean that demeaning or, you know, in any kind of masochistic manner. You're a beautiful woman, and that does come across there in your picture. And I'm sure your husband, Jonathan, is very proud of you. Okay, so with all due respect, I mean, anymore, you got to be so careful if you're using the wrong pronoun or you acknowledge that somebody is gifted in any arena, or if they're pretty, then, you know, somehow you've offended some segment of the audience. So anyway, that aside. So forgive me if it offends you.
No, anyway, taken. No,
okay, thank
taken.
You. Thank you. And I'm not flirting with you. I'm just stating a fact here. Okay, she's an award-winning author, founder of Every Life Ministries, bringing you the truth of Scripture to transform your life. By digging deeply into God's Word, Every Life Ministries encourages you to discover your unique purpose, embrace God's promises, and live by His power. Wow. That is powerful right there. I mean, you ought to think about that. You ought to put it on your refrigerator or on your mirror, because this is very powerful what she just shared with us. She's a graduate and postgraduate of Azusa Pacific University, which I'm familiar with because I was born and raised in Southern California. And we used to have a lot of people from Azusa Pacific stop in with the radio station, KRLA and KKLA, which I used to work at many, many years ago. Okay. And in fact, you had an adjunct professor, one of my good friends. The one and only, she's such a good friend, I can't even remember her name for just a moment, Lauren Kitchens. And anyway, she was an adjunct professor, and every day faithfully went to Azusa and, you know, kind of beat everybody into shape, because that's the kind of person. No, not really. She's just a very loving, sweetheart girl.
Now you're anyway, going to start offending people, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I can't help myself. You know this. This is the deal. See, when you've been in broadcasting for 50 years, you go back, and sometimes you apprehend your old, you know, your old self, which was my old disc jockey days when I could be a juvenile. And every once in a while it comes out, so I apologize. Anyway, she now lives in Phoenix. This is the part I love. With her best friend and husband, Jonathan. That's, so nice. And their five children. She says only two of which are human. The other are furry and adorable. I love that. That was great. All that to say. So, hey, welcome to the show. Good to have you here. And I love the book, you know, and what you've presented to us, because I think this is a problem. You know, since the Garden of Eden, is that we find ourselves dealing with that nagging issue that it's never enough. We can never be enough. It's like Satan wants us on the hamster wheel of life, just going around in circles with no purpose.
Absolutely.
But just thinking that eventually we're going to catch up to it, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing that a lot of people don't talk about is how pervasive this culture is, even in the church, right? Because if we are a good Christian, we are going to be willing to be all things to all people at all times. It's not okay to say no to a need, because then you're not being a good Christian. But the reality is a lot of times what ends up happening is we are doing a whole lot of good things and then forsaking the best thing. And then that becomes a bad thing, because we're so frenetic in just running around in circles, trying to make everybody happy, trying to keep all the ducks in a row, trying to keep up our image that we want everyone to think about our family or our career or our lives. But inside, we're just dying with exhaustion, with anxiety, with worry, fear of what's going to happen next. Are we going to be able to handle it? And I think, 2020 was a big revelation year for a lot of people that were in this stuck and striving mentality, because suddenly all these things that we've always tried to control were completely out of control. And now what do we do, right? And so the invitation really becomes, where is God in this whole picture? And where is God in your life? And are you truly believing that God is able to make good on his promises and willing to be good on your behalf? And this is really, Bill, this is the crux of the book. Because if you were to poll 100 of your listeners today and you were to say, hey, guys, weigh in, call in, go on my Facebook page, cast your vote. Do you think God is able to do anything? Are his capabilities great? Is he able to do anything? I would dare bet that 99% of your listeners would say, oh, yeah, he's God. He can do anything he wants. No limits on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to follow that up and say, okay, think about the one thing in your life that is causing you the most anxiety or the most worry or the most fear. Now weigh in and tell me, same 100 people, weigh in and tell me, do you believe God is going to be good on your behalf in this situation? I think you would get a drastic drop in confidence.
I agree. Right, exactly.
And that is really the crux of this book, is can we trust God to make good on his promises and be good on our behalf? And until we can, we are going to constantly live in this state of fear and anxiety and worry and striving. So how do we, what's the antidote, right? If that's our problem, what is the prescription? What is God's antidote? And his antidote for this insecurity, this worry and anxiety and fear is really intimacy.
Yes.
Intimacy with him. Because when we know his character, then we can trust him. And so that's really what this book is about, is how do you move to a greater place of intimacy with God?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what Scripture is all about when it says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And to me, it's not about the mighty exploits. It's in the knowing of God. And that's what you're saying. But, exactly. But you can't, you know, because that's a natural outflow of the experience of knowing God. And that knowing God, this is what we love about the language, you know, the biblical language. It is so above our regular English language. It's very, very deep. And knowing God, it's very personal. We've got more from Eric after this. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
And independent we are, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Erica Wiggenhorn is with us, award-winning author and founder of Every Life Ministries. We're talking about her brand-new book, Letting God Be Enough. What a novel concept. I mean, here we are on the hamster wheel of life. The devil's happy for us to do that because when we're going round in circles, we're not about the Father's business. Because, Erica, you know, God didn't create us to just to go in circles, did he?
No, absolutely not. I mean, Scripture is so clear that when he created each and every one of us, he had a plan for our life, he had good works for us to do, and most importantly, he created us to be in relationship with him and to just enjoy being with him and to experience his great love for us and just the joy that he finds when we are seeking his presence and seeking relationship with him. So when we are living in this constant flurry of activity and we're stressed out and we don't even realize God is right there with us in the midst of all we're facing, you know, the enemy just smiles because that's exactly how he wants us to live. He wants us to forget that we have a loving Father who is right there with us all day and everything we're doing and everything we're facing, and who is inviting us into this place of rest and peace and joy.
Well, and the enemy wants to nullify the power of the cross altogether because, gosh, if he can do that, the carnage, the damage that could be done on God's people. And here's where we are today. You know, we have amassed so many ideas. We have been conditioned to think that we can have it our way. And we have distorted the Father to such a degree that, you know, in a sense, we're kind of back in Genesis 3. And I use this often because I think this illustration is so powerful. When God is talking to Cain, after Cain thought, you know, God's going to accept his worship and his sacrifice, and because he thought God would grade on the curve and just accept him somehow. And God made it real clear, ain't going to happen, buddy. You know, that's not the way it works. I'm real specific. You know, I designed you specifically with specific talents. And, I'm the God. I'm God Almighty, God of the universe. And it was real clear how you were supposed to come to me, and you blew it. And I'm sorry for your depression, but, you know, hey, look at, get your act together. In essence, he said, look at, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that echoes through the millennia that needs to be heard by all his creation. If you do right, and it's not like Spike Lee right, we're talking righteous right. We're talking right as God defines righteousness and that which is right. This is the challenge with our culture today. We've obliterated the language, the perception and concept to such a degree that we think that we can construct our own God to meet our personal needs. And then we wonder why the chaos continues, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I talk about that a lot in Letting God Be Enough, and just this whole idea that God's whole purpose was to break through to his people their misconceptions of who he was. And we see that in the life of Moses. You know, he's like, well, you know, who are you exactly and what are you exactly capable of doing? Because the people of Israel had very wrong views of the greatness of God, and they certainly had wrong views regarding the goodness of God. You know, they were just equating him to another possibility along with the myriad of Egyptian gods and Canaanite gods and Babylonian gods and Syrian gods. And God is trying to break through that misconception to them to say, no, I am entirely other. I am unlike any of these gods that you are familiar with. And I think that's really what we're seeing a lot in our culture today. You know, my truth is my truth, and I can kind of create my own Jesus and put him in a box, and I can make him, you know, into what I want to believe and what fits my goals for myself and my plans for my life. And the problem with that is then what happens when we you know, get backed into a corner and suddenly life is completely out of control and we've decided that Jesus is small enough to fit in this little box we've constructed for him. Well, now you have a God right. way too small to get you out of your mess. And
Amen.
This is,
Amen.
You know, this is the whole narrative of Scripture, but we see the beginning origins of it in Moses and the Israelites, which we walk through in Letting God Be Enough, is God is saying, no, I am the God that is over all. I am beyond every circumstance, beyond every possibility. I know the end from the beginning. My desire is to dwell among you, to be intimate with you. You know, the God of Israel was so entirely unlike all of the pantheon of gods of his day. You know, they were all wanting to be served by the people. They all needed something from the people. They were all, you know, kind of bribing the people with, look, I'll bless you and I'll do these things for you if you do these things for me. And here God
yeah,
comes
a conditional
along.
Relationship. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And here God comes along and he says, no. This is me pursuing you. I'm going to take care of you in the wilderness and I'm going to lead you out and I'm going to free you from your captives. Right? I mean, God, we love God because he first loved us. That's what Scripture tells us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're introduced face to face with this God of love, this God who desires us to know his heart and how deeply he longs to be intimate with us, which because of our sinful selves, we have such a hard time wrapping our minds around that. And because we live among fallen humans where relationships are very conditional, it's so hard to wrap our minds around the concept of an unconditional God who loves us. You know, who promises us once we have put our faith and trust in him, I will never leave you or forsake you. That's a hard thing to grasp in a culture where we experience so much abandonment and dissolution of important relationships. And so that's why in a book like Letting God Be Enough, we really get to the heart of who God is and we understand, you know, are we trying to come up with our own definition of God? Are we trying to come up with our own definition of ourselves using a bunch of man-made tests and ideas and philosophies? Or are we really getting into the Scripture with the help of really understanding it and the cultural context behind it and rediscovering the incredible uniqueness of this God that we serve? And if we belong to him, that radically changes our own identity so that we don't
we no longer have to
listen to all of the labels and the lies that the world speaks over us about who we are and who we are not and try to find, you know, this group or that group to identify with so we feel like we belong somewhere and have an identity. We can be entirely other over all of those man-made stipulations, just like our God is, because we belong to him. And so
exactly.
Letting God Be Enough radically changes our entire mindset from the moment you wake up in the morning till your pillow hits the head
right.
at night. You realize, I am not of this world, and I don't play by the world's rules. I can break free
exactly.
from all of these boxes that the world wants to put my God in and wants to put me in.
Mm.
And that is very freeing.
Without a doubt. Well, I thought it was quite interesting that God used a term, you know, for Moses in his identification that Moses could take back to the Jewish people. Because he said, who should I say sent me? And here's Moses, not educated in, you know, in the Jewish tradition, because he was Egyptian raised, right? And God says, I am. Tell him I am that I am. That's like the secret password. That's all that you're talking about. That God isn't the God, you know, of your convenience. He's the God who is and always will be. I am that I am. And in saying that to Jewish people and understanding the relationship and the tradition of that, it was almost blasphemous that Moses would say that if it hadn't been ordained by God, because they had to know that Moses was of God when he said, I am sent me.
Yes.
Think about that. That is, boy, that if that doesn't redefine your whole concept, I don't know. Erica Wiggenhorn has been with us. Her book's linked on our website.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Americans left behind in Afghanistan, President Biden shifted gears and campaigned for recalled Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom in California. Instead of the issues concerning Californians, the message is to blame Trump and label opposing views as Trump-like.
He's a clone of Donald Trump. Can you imagine him being governor of this state? You can't let that happen.
Mr. Newsom.
Trumpism is still on the ballot in California, and Trumpism will be defeated all across the United States of America, because we're better than that.
Closest contender, Republican Larry Elder, pledged to replace Senator Feinstein as she's ready to leave public office with a Republican if he wins the California recall. With a 50-50 Senate, that's why there's so much interest in what happens in California on both sides of the aisle. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Interesting that Joe Biden says, imagine if Donald Trump was governor of California. Well, we don't have to imagine what happens when a state becomes a one-party state and the Democrats are in charge, because for me, having been born and raised in California, now residing in Florida for obvious reasons, it was very painful to watch what was happening with taxes, to watch and sense that your voice didn't count. If you were a conservative, you were invalidated. That was the nature of the day, a one-party state, and look what they've done. Homelessness is running amok. San Francisco, where people used to leave their hearts in, now you can't leave your heart because there's so much human feces on the streets that your heart would be greatly infected if you left it in San Francisco. You know, Los Angeles, I was just there last week and watching the homelessness on the freeway overpasses is heartbreaking. Over 75 million homeless homeless people in Southern California, the border wide open, to what end? And even with elections, there's no question the fraudulence that goes on there. I mean, California even had to admit that they had something like 3 million illegal voters that were on their voter rolls. And, to me, it's like, okay, well, you just clean it up, all right? You've been getting away with it for a while, but now we understand this is the case. And they're fighting tooth and nail, and they would, agree to maybe let go of half the number, but not the total number. And, of course, then with this recent recall election, there's reports where there was somebody, it was a dick that I guess they found in his car, something like 300 ballots in his car that had been ballot harvested. Of course, ballot harvesting is okay in the state of California, but there's questions on this. So I don't know if the Democratic Party has the wherewithal to conduct a legitimate, free, and fair election anymore. I mean, some have just flat out said that this is the party of voter fraud. But all this is in the midst of why a second civil war is in the offing. And Peter Montoya is back with us, who passionately advocates for unity and genuinely believes that all people and organizations have a special role in perpetuating the survival of our civilization. This is what we're talking about. Peter, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Are you kidding me? I've been looking forward to this. I told you after the first time we talked, I said, you're going to come back, and I think I'm going to have you back again, because this isn't going to be something that's solved overnight, and we have to continue to promote the message of hope and a practical solution to this bitter divide that's been manufactured. It's been manufactured by forces that do not want us to be the United States of America.
Oh, you are absolutely right. There are both media companies, media personalities, political personalities who are profiting by the divisions of Americans. So whenever an American attacks another American, what you're basically trying to do is steal the trust and credibility and goodwill that would normally go to somebody else and heap it upon yourself. And that's what the fearmongers do, demagogues do as a way of gaining power.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that it's not working out very well for anybody. And what's being exposed more and more here, Peter, and we had a brilliant conversation with John Fuller from American Faith, and, because he's been doing a deep dive, because my question has been, even with, to Mike Lindell and other people, is that, hey, look, we got to find out who's really pulling the levers here. Some say, well, it's George Soros, others say it's Putin, whatever, and come up with different ideas, the Chinese. I'm going, you got to go into the real deep end of the deep state. And what John revealed through his research and study is consistently, just like you said, whether it's the media, entertainment, big tech, all these powerful forces, within our country that make up these critical institutions of the United States of America, it's all controlled and owned by one company. They have this one company is common in every one of the, I don't care if you're talking to the mainstream media, go right on down the line, Fox News, whether you're talking Fox News, CNN, the tentacles all go through this one company. And
no kidding, I've not heard it. What company is that?
BlackRock. BlackRock Vanguard.
Oh.
$9 trillion in assets. They are the lever pullers here, Peter. And, because this was the question I had is that, look, 2020 election, people, was it fraudulent? I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know. And the fact that I don't know is problematic. And we're not getting any answers. I mean, I don't care. Brett Baer says, well, you can't, he says on the air, well, you can't, you're not saying that it's illegitimate. No, I'm saying I don't know. And if you don't know, and you're saying you think it is, do you know that it's legitimate? Well, then help me reconcile the hundreds of thousands of votes. We're not talking 5 or 10 votes that would be inconsequential that could, you know, change the election. We're talking hundreds of thousands of votes in these key states that suddenly are coming out of trunks. They're coming out of the Ethernet somewhere. And every week we're getting notices. Not to mention, to begin with, we've had already well over 1,000 sworn affidavits, which means jeopardy for everybody that signed those affidavits who were there in these varying voting districts and said there was something wrong here. And this is what they report. And there's been no investigation into that whatsoever. And Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats say, well, we want to make sure this never happens again. No, you don't. You don't want to do that. You want to codify it. That's why you presented H.R. 1, and that's why Senate did S.1, so you could codify all the illegal shenanigans you did in 2020 to kind of hide and gloss over what you were able to get away with because of COVID. But, you know, it's like, people are wising up and seeing what's going on. And then, of course, you know, this is even further exacerbated when you have somebody in office that is causing more problems and less good things than we had in the previous administration.
So a free and fair and secure elections are the heart of any democracy. And we as citizens absolutely must have confidence in our elections, and the leaders and ballots that we pass are actually done in a secure and fair and honest way. When it's not done that way, we lose confidence in our elected officials and in the process, and then we are likely to cooperate. And so what the, you know, you kindly talked about me as an expert in unity. And what that really, if you break that down into practical sense, is cooperation.
Exactly.
I want what you want, and that is we want people to cooperate in the most effective way possible with the least amount of friction or cost so that we can all have the life we want. Of course, I probably want many of the same things that you do. You know, I want my family to be safe. I want to have kids and grandkids, and I want to be able to pursue my life's work and have a fulfilling job and a career. I want to be able to have vacations and make sure my kids are educated. And I think most people in America, we all want the same things. And this democratic process, which is oftentimes so incredibly messy, really hard, is absolutely critical to cooperate in a way that makes the most amount of sense.
Well, see, I don't mind friction. I think friction is a good thing because that's what strengthens us. As long as we're friction, you know, we're frictioning, if I can say that, for the right reasons. And like to your point, is that do we have the same end in mind? Are we still talking about a free constitutional republic, or are we talking about Marxism or socialism? Okay, there's no compatibility there. And this is where we are right now, the bitter divide that exists. You see, a lot of people are of the delusion that, oh, they're well-meaning. You know, these Marxists, they don't even identify them as Marxists because they don't understand what being a Marxist is all about. They just think everybody, well, because they're a citizen, they got to be, you know, wanting the same thing as I do. No, I mean, it's clear what's happening, especially in the upper echelons of our government, as Trevor Loudon reported earlier, and calling out all the Marxists. They're not existential. They're in control of our government institutions. Is it any wonder? We've got more from Peter Montoya after this.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today, but you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Peter Montoya, author of the book, The Second Civil War, A Citizen's Guide to Healing Our Fractured Nation. Are you in? Huh? Do you want to heal our fracture? Do you even see our nation as being fractured? You know, it's quite interesting, Peter, because as we know, after Afghanistan and 7 months, 8 months now of Joe Biden, his polling numbers are in the tank. And the thing that stands out for me is that I think he's down to about 42% low, you know, in terms of approval, 41% in some cases. I think there's one that was under 40%. I mean, you talk about being in the tank. But the other thing I thought was quite interesting was as it related to Afghanistan, there were 28% of Americans, according to this survey, that approved of Joe Biden's decisions with Afghanistan. They thought he was just doing a wonderful job. And, you know, and I sat there because, you know, you and I both agree that at the end of the day, we've got to have unity. We've got to be able to sit down and talk together, reason together. And I want to have a conversation with that 28%. They say, help me understand what you're seeing that I'm missing, because I don't see Joe Biden is doing an outstanding job when it came to Afghanistan. And that's just me. But I'm open to understand your side so that, you know, for the sake of unity here, that we can understand one another. I don't want to be so emotional and close-minded that I'm going to miss something that you have to share, you know, with me and with us that I think is so important.
Yeah, those are really, really, really good points. I'm probably among the few. I thought it was the right decision to get out of Afghanistan. I, of course, did not approve of the way that we left Afghanistan, and we probably shouldn't have been there in the first place. So I might be in the minority of that opinion. Mm-hmm. But I think Afghanistan, we're going to die.
Yeah. Well, all that's fine and well. I mean, again, let's have the conversation because the idea is we should be all the wiser. I mean, why are we reproducing something, you know, like Vietnam all over again? And even understanding what kind of hornet's nest we are getting into. I mean, the Middle East, these wars have been going on for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
This is a generational war. I mean, we have no idea. And there's not enough force that can, that can make right in those kind of conditions, because it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. It's like I was saying earlier, is that, what's your ideology? Are you heading? Is your purview, is your goal a free republic based on our Constitution and Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights? Or are you heading to another type of, government institution like socialism or Marxism? And clearly, that is no longer an existential threat. You know, the surveys are showing kids are coming out in record numbers saying, hey, look, we're for socialism. You go, oi, yi, 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 do you even know what you're talking about? And how many people have died in the name of socialism and all the other isms, just even in the last 100 or so years, according to one group, they added up all the numbers. And this was shocking because I always thought it was like over like maybe 180 million people had died as a result, because the conversation came up one time. This is really brilliant. One talk show host said, this was a TV host who said, well, you got to agree that, religion has killed more people than any government institution in the history of the world. And it was laughable. I mean, this person thought that the crusade was responsible for killing millions of people. I think it was about 1,300 people is what the crusades ended up killing. But, when you break it down, this institution, a recent accounting, said there was over 1 billion people killed at the hands of Marxists and communists and socialists and that. And you go, and our country wants to embrace that? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, can't you see what's going on with the Taliban in Afghanistan right now? It's like, somebody's got to have a wake-up call here and understand that, our founding fathers, by the grace of God, had it right. But, for the sake of unity, Peter, we got to agree what it is we're unifying around, right? And then we work out the process to that end, and then we can come in unity. But if we're at disparate ends and somebody wants communism and somebody wants a free republic, I don't know how you bring that together.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And my other job, besides being a speaker and an author, is I also do a lot of leadership training. And so frequently I go into companies where they are fractured, where you have mm-hmm. the sales team who's fighting the marketing team and the marketing team who's fighting the customer service team. And so the first thing that we do whenever you're going into a company that is having those kind of problems is you don't go into the sales department and say, hey, tell me what's wrong with customer service. Tell me all your grievances. And mm-hmm. then go to customer service and say, tell me all your grievances with the sales part. That's not how you reunify a company. What you mm-hmm. do is you go to each different department and you say, hey, what's great about this company? What's great about the products that we sell? What's great right. about the team? What's the great about the customer service team? And you start building basically a big giant matrix, looking over all the things that you share from each different, little tribe inside right. an organization and what they agree upon. And we kind of mm-hmm. need to do that same thing as an as a country, and looking mm-hmm. at all the things that we do agree on, which is probably actually closer to 80 or 90%. Right. And what the media really does a good job of is really focusing on the 5 or 10% that might disagree on, and then also, painting the other side as villains, which makes it really, really hard for us to talk about the things we do agree upon.
Exactly. No, that's an excellent point. We're scratching itches that aren't there, really. And, we did that in 1964 with Lyndon Baines Johnson, this war on poverty. We spent $30 trillion, roughly, to supposedly solve the problem, and we barely moved the needle. And, you know, and typical of the bureaucracy and the way it's established, because they do this, Peter, I say with kind of a union mindset, if you understand where I'm coming from on this deal, because it's all about sustaining. It's not about the mission. It's not about doing something. You know, it wasn't the war on poverty became a, you know, an avenue to expand government and to expand the bureaucracy. And in speaking with Bob Woodson about this, you know, who is with the, what was he with? Oh, gosh. I forget the institution that he's with that he leads. But anyway, what's important here, and I asked Bob, I said, Bob, you know, here we spent all this money. Where did it go? And he goes, oh, Bill, you got to understand. He goes, 70% went to the administrative cost. It was to establish the bureaucracy to administrate this war on poverty, to administrate all this money. I said, you got to be kidding me. He goes, no, that's exactly, well, no wonder. I mean, when you are putting in that kind of money and so much or so little of it is going to the actual, you know, raison d'etre, it's no wonder that we're spending $30 trillion at the end of the day and going, hey, how are we doing here? And you know, government, can't be held accountable. I don't care if we're talking about the military or anything else, but, you know, I digress. But this is all part of the process that we've got to get beyond and be able to sit down and reason together if we're going to get this country back on track and let it be, you know, I mean, it's got the wherewithal to be so much better, you know, for everybody involved as citizens of this great country and even immigrants who are coming into this country. We have so much more that we can do if we can just reason together. And like you say, when you get these disparate groups together and you focus on, you know, on the great things of the primary institution, whether it's a business or a country, and like you say, you find so many things that people agree on, and when that becomes the focus, boy, a lot of great things can happen, can it? And all in the name of unity.
Oh, absolutely. It was one of the funnest posts I ever did on Facebook is I actually said, what makes our country great? And I got 40 or 50 incredibly thoughtful answers and people appreciating our country, whether they appreciated our way of life or as clean waters or our great national parks or all the great recreation or the amazing educational institutions. And it was one of my favorite posts because I have friends across the political division, political divide, who came together and all celebrated how much they love our country. And I think there's far more that unites us than divides us.
Yeah, so why can't we do that?
Well, as you're mentioning, the people make – well – so let me give you a little bit of a abbreviated history lesson.
Okay, we got a minute and a half left here, Peter. Go ahead.
All right. So up until about the late 1980s or so, the main thing we were looking for in news is we wanted news who was first and very, very reliable. And then starting in the early 90s, we had the introduction of cable and then internet, and no longer were we willing to pay subscriptions anymore for newspapers and magazines and cable services to provide us news, and so news became sensationalized. And so now what we care most about is news that's free and gets us emotionally jacked up. So the media companies, politicians, and media personalities know this, and so they want to feed us and get our attention with the most sensational news they possibly can, which is the easiest thing to do is by attacking another American, and then they can sell more advertising and make more money. That is the long short of it.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, and it's up to us to decide, are we going to be part of the problem or are we going to be part of the solution? And as Peter outlines in his book, The Second Civil War, A Citizen's Guide to Healing Our Fractured Nation, it really, I mean, you've got to ask yourself, with anything that comes across your portal, is this adding or taking away? Is this unifying or is this dismembering, you know, the United States of America? I mean, to the degree, as you've heard me say, we've become the un-United States of America, sadly. But Peter brings out some excellent ideas here. And Peter, I'm with you. I'm committed to the cause here. We're going to get unified one way or another. Peter Montoya, thank you for being with us. Take care, buddy.
There's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final